And a good morning to you. Welcome back to our Good Morning Show. I'm here on AM 920 WPTL. And folks, I've got a treat for you today. I've got an icon of country music on the phone here this morning. And we want to say a big welcome to the great Gene Watson. Good morning, Gene. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Frank. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And I know you're out on the road this morning. Where are you calling from?
Actually, I'm still in my my home in Houston, Texas. Fixing to leave out right after I get through talking to you.
Okay, all right. Well, you got a little ways to go here to get to Maggie Valley, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're used to that.
That's right. I know you've been out on the road a long time. You're going to be here in Haywood County in Maggie Valley on Friday night, the 24th, at Eagle's Nest Entertainment. Can't wait for you to get here to Haywood County, Gene.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've worked the Eagle's Nest before, but it's been quite a while back, and we had such a great crowd and such a good time and everything. I've wondered several times what happened, and I hear that it's open under new management. So we're really looking forward to coming back, looking forward to a good show and seeing all the great people around Maggie Valley.
Well, Gene, let me ask you, what have you been doing with yourself here the past few years or so?
Well, you name it. We've been recording. We've got, of course, the duet album with Miss Rhonda Vincent, a country mm-hmm. album, and we've got, man, lots of things going on. Of course, we've got a lot of things set off in the distance to reach. We've got a new TV show coming up on RFD TV with my good buddy Mo Bandy, the Gene and Mo show, and so we'd like for people to be looking for the pilot on that TV show. It should be shown before too long. I don't know the exact air date, but if they get RFD TV, the same one that has Larry's Country Diner and the Country's Family Reunion, it'll be on the same channel. And hopefully that they'll like the TV pilot and we'll get a regular TV show out of this. But we've got a lot of things going on, mostly on the road, playing for the great country-loving people and staying busy, probably busier now than we've been in 20 years, Frank.
Wow, that's great to hear. You know, people around here really love your music, Gene. I have for many, many years. I've played country most of my career, and you've been a big part of that, I tell you.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, the DJs and, of course, the fans out there, they don't get enough thanks for how valuable they are. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't still be on the road, and we certainly appreciate it. And, of course, Maggie Valley, we're looking forward to coming back there. The Eagle's Nest, that's a beautiful theater, and of course, we played there, like I said before, and had beautiful luck there. And we're looking forward to coming back.
All right.
Beautiful place to come to, and we're planning on having a good time.
Well, Gene, how much on the road are you doing these days?
Well, anywhere from 2 to 4 nights. We try to play the essential 2 nights on the weekends and everything, for sure. But it seems like in doing that, we get pickup dates between point A and B, and we sometimes wind up doing 3 or 4 and sometimes 5, which we don't like to do that many, factor in traveling and everything. And that's a little bit too much for somebody my age. But we're doing quite a few Branson, Missouri dates this year. We're doing, like, I think 7 or 8 dates left there. And so we try to do about 75 to 80 dates a year. And you know, that's enough for me, because factor in the travel dates, and it gets to be a little much in a hurry.
Oh, I'm sure. And you've been out on the road how many decades now, Gene?
I started getting in this business in 62, so you know I've been hitting it a long time, and you know I think that I've been more successful in the last probably 5 or 6 years than I have the whole, you know, beginning of my career. There was a time in the first of my career where we were extremely hot and just lived out on the road. But, you know, that's a way for it to get the best of you, too. And I think we've pretty much got it nailed down. And of course, there's so many people looking for the kind of traditional country music that we do. It's so hard to hear on most radio stations anymore. And so, boy, they come out in abundance to see us. We're selling out places just about everywhere we play and having, you know, standing room only crowds, and that's great. That's saying a lot. That just tells me that, you know, the traditional country loving fans are seeking their kind of music, and there's not too awful many of us left, you know, Frank.
You're exactly right about that, and I know people really like you around here, Gene, that's for sure.
Well, it's a pleasure. North Carolina's always been a real good state for us, and we appreciate the fans who are out there. They are true country fans, and we just really enjoy working for them.
Mm-hmm. Gene, kind of getting back quickly to your latest album there. I know you've done a lot of music on there, kind of celebrating some of your fans in country music.
Yeah, I thought it appropriately named the album My Heroes Have Always Been Country, because this was a CD that I dedicated to people that I really admired and looked up to. And, pardon me, some of the songs that I was singing back before I had a song of my own. And I really had a lot of fun. It's the only CD I ever recorded, the only album I ever recorded, where I didn't even take a sheet of music in the control room in the studio. I didn't have a lyric sheet, nothing. All of this came right straight off the top of my head, and I was just so thrilled to get to do it. It came together so good, and the outcome I think was nice. And we've had a lot of people buy the CD and tell me how much they enjoy it. So. That right there is, real good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gene, I tell you, we're going to be looking forward to that album, too. I'm going to look for that thing. I didn't know you had a new album out. Now I do. Now I'm going to pick it up. And we appreciate you being here on the show this morning. And anything else you'd like to say to our fans, Gene?
Well, just, we sincerely invite them to come out. It's a show that you can bring any member of the family. I mean, we have a great time. We're going to have CDs and pictures, T-shirts, caps, and all kinds of things. I'll be signing autographs, taking pictures, shaking hands. And so it's hopefully going to be a fun night. We'd just like to invite everybody to come out and be with us.
All right. Well, that's coming up on Friday the 24th at Eagle's Nest Entertainment in Maggie Valley. Gene, thank you so much for being with us here. And good luck to you in the future, buddy. We're going to be listening to you on and on.
Thank you, Frank. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.